Wishing you a beautiful Monday and welcome to your teaching from It's Time For Me as we continue on with this month's topic all around creating and succeeding. So we touched briefly on self-doubt last week, which comes up in the form of our fears. Sometimes we might get a feeling or a sensation within the body that is conjuring up a fear or even a sense of excitement, because a lot of times we can feel excited about what we want to achieve, but it might even be a nervous excitement. And obviously then the main one is around our own thoughts, the negative thoughts that we think, the things that we tell ourselves, the things that aren't true that we tell ourselves as well. So I've decided that I want to spend 2 days really looking at releasing negative thoughts, understanding them a little bit more as we start to get them to shift or to move a little bit, or that we can just accept them and deal with them so that we can really move forward with our goals. So on Thursday and Friday of this week, we're going to be doing 2 days of that back to back. But for today, before we continue on with that, I want you to look at accountability. In the WhatsApp group on Saturday, I asked how you are going to keep yourself accountable over the course of this month and beyond to achieve your goals. And some of you put in some really interesting plans that you had, and you really had thought about them. It was really good to read them and to see what you're doing, and actually got some ideas myself just around, really the main thing was around preparation, and also letting go of the outcome was something that came up, which I thought was wonderful. In our self-doubt and the things that hold us back, accountability is a really big part of that. It nearly forms part of the self-doubt, because accountability is where we are going to hold ourselves accountable, where we're going to check in and say, am I doing the work? Why am I not doing it? How am I going to do it? Where we're just really not even holding ourselves to a standard, but just saying to ourselves, like, I know the driver and the motivator behind why I want this goal or why I want to achieve these things in life. So I have to do something to really keep myself accountable. And the reason I'm bringing this up in relation to self-doubt is because when we're procrastinating, which can happen when we're fearful or our emotions are holding us back or the thoughts are holding us back, accountability goes out the window. Accountability just kind of drifts off, and it comes nearly under that form of procrastination, something we avoid doing. The reason in the WhatsApp group I was getting people to put their goal out there and to share it isn't to like beat you with the stick and ask you like, have you been doing all your work? But it's just so that you're even having other people that know about your goal, and that keeps you accountable in a way. So do think about what you're doing to keep yourself accountable, and look at that in relation to self-doubt. Is your own self-doubt keeping you and stopping you from being accountable with yourself? It's just a huge piece. Last week and in this week, as I said, we're going to be covering around the releasing thoughts. And as we move into the following 2 weeks, it's all going to be about shifting and moving then. So you've got to give attention and time to this part, because as we move out of this part, we're not going to be giving the time and attention to it anymore. We're like, okay, what am I doing now? How am I going to move forward? And all of the really uplifting energies that come from that. So think of this as your foundational work. So for today, if you didn't think about it last week, thinking about what your own personal self-doubt is, what comes up when you're going towards something or want to achieve your dream or your goals in life in general. Accountability. Are you being accountable? Are you holding yourself accountable? Have you done what you have said you would do over the course of the week? If not, why not? And if you have, what has urged you on to do that? And then the third part is just thinking about any limiting thoughts that you continuously have, and just focus in on those, because as I said, on Thursday and Friday, we're going to be doing lovely exercises around that. So I hope you enjoy your teaching and enjoy the week, and I'll be back in touch with you on Thursday.